this is Nico.
I was just following up here on the finance office.
Hi, Nico. This is Brian. I just missed two calls from you.
Oh, yeah. I just called you. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to follow up here. We actually sent out a finance offer to your business a few weeks ago for equipment financing and working capital, trying to see if you had any fourth quarter plans coming up that might need some financing where we can help out.
Yeah, we've been through it, though. I've got decent credit. I'm just in the middle of Chapter 13.
Oh, okay.
My rental house, my first house that I walked away from because it was worth half, and I was done selling my pride, but they say I'm pre-approved and all that, but I don't know why you guys send me those.
Oh, yeah, we do it based off of what the business has done. It looks like you guys did some equipment leasing back in 2013, November of 2013. I don't know what exactly the equipment was for, but we had you pre-approved because of that. So
yeah, I got one payment left on that one, and that's paid off, and then my boom truck will be paid off. Actually, it is right now. But
okay.
I mean, does that matter that I'm in Chapter 13? They told me my personal and business credit was separate because I only walked away from one thing in my personal life, not my business.
So which one is currently in it? The Chapter 13? It's
that's my personal.
Personal, okay. So it depends also what you're looking to do. Are you looking for new pieces of equipment, or do you need capital right now? Because we do work with bankruptcies, but it is a lot harder to get you approved on our side because of what's happened, but we do try at least to see what programs we can get you on board with. Is there something in particular that you're looking to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking to get a chipper right now because
okay.
I just got rid of a big dump trailer because I was getting tickets with it. I got a Class D CDL, not an A. And actually,
okay.
Right now, like I just got it impounded. It's my last draw with it, so I have nothing working right now besides little trailers.
Okay. Let me ask you a few questions here, Brian. How much does this chipper cost you?
I was looking to spend no more than like $15,000?
$15,000, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have like
20,
one?
I mean, depending, you know. But
yeah,
know
right. Do you currently have one in mind that you've been looking at right now?
Yeah, actually, yeah. There's a 12-inch Mobark in Fenton I've been looking at. Yeah.
Okay. Because that helps with us over here. We like to see like the actual piece that
yeah,
you're looking at.
Right.
So usually, what happens is we try and get you approved for the equipment financing path, because that sounds like this would be the easier call, because one, you're probably familiar with it. We spread out the terms over 2 to 5 year length. We try and get you on monthly payments, and usually the interest rate is within the mid-single digits, kind of work our way up or down depending on how you look down on paper. So it really varies in regards to what we can get you, and then sometimes if that doesn't work out, we might get you on the working capital program instead. But you know, is this something that you've been considering getting for a long time, this new chipper?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's
I just haven't had the capital because, like I said, the Chapter 13 I haven't even tried.
Right. So when did that happen? Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that so I can at least get a better perspective on my end?
Okay, well, what happened was I was listening to the banks, actually. It was a business deal. So
mm-hmm.
They told me, take out a few loans for little stuff, what I wanted, then claim Chapter 13 and consolidate the debt, and they could give me this huge loan for storage units is what I was going for at the time. Well, I got two loans. They couldn't do anything about the consolidation or nothing all of a sudden. The guy I was working with had quit and blah, blah, blah. So now I was stuck in this Chapter 13 with my house, and it's been 2 years because it's going through the Flynn office I bought in Davison, and they don't even contact me. I have no idea who I to get a hold of or nothing. So it's been 2 years, you know what I mean? It's
right. So which
head,
which bank were you working with?
For the Chapter 13 or for?
Yeah. I mean, who in particular were you working with? Was this like your local bank that you normally do business with, or is this just?
Yeah, there was Oxford Bank that told me to go about it this way.
Interesting that they recommended that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and they fucked me hard. So, I mean, I haven't been able to make a move since. They told me business and personal was completely separate, and blah, blah, blah. And so far, with my experience, I tried getting a loan a year ago, and actually it was right after the bank, or the Chapter 13, and they pretty much said no because of that.
Okay. Do you currently know where your credit stands, like your personal credit?
I think it's 550-ish, probably, somewhere in there. Last I tried, but like I said, that was a year ago, and I've paid off a couple loans since then.
Okay, so within that year, you're hoping that the credit's kind of rebuilt itself because you paid off those loans.
I don't know. I didn't even, like I said, I doubt it because people hear Chapter 13 and usually it's over with. They don't have a clue about my situation. I make plenty of money. It was a stupid investment. That was the only way to get out of it.
Right.
Thing when I did it, but 2 years later the market fell off, you know.
Right. Okay. How's the business structure for you guys right now? Are you are you the current 100% owner, or is this like your business?
Yeah.
Okay. So above tree service is your entire business. Is it like a C corp or is it a sole prop? What is it?
It's an LLC company.
LLC. Okay. So I want to see if we can at least try and get you on like a program here. It might be a little bit difficult. I can't make any promises, but we've actually been able to help a few people who've gone through like the situation that you've been through. Kind of, it's a little more difficult. We jump through little hoops, but we try and help you out here. Is there a particular time frame that you're looking at to get this chipper? Do you need it immediately? Would it like really help the business right now?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got that my main setup impounded, and I can't drive it anymore because that's my third round of tickets on it. So I have to restructure my business right now. I'm like in the middle of hauling a tree out right now with a single axle trailer. It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, so you really, yeah, it looks like time is of essence right now. Okay, I just have a few more questions here to see what we can do too. This new wood chipper, if it's going to cost you around $20,000, how much do you think it's going to make you a month? Like, what's your expected return on investment if you were to...
I average $20,000 a month right now.
Oh, wow, okay. So this piece would just be tremendous help. Okay. And you need it by ASAP. Yeah, I'm just running through some questions here.
It makes good money. I mean, we have plenty of collateral even if I had to. I mean, I've got tools, gold, guns, whatever we need, you know, equipment.
Right. So the cool thing about our loans here is... Our loans actually go on the business credit, so that might be a benefit here in this case. But we do take a look at personal credit as well, so it plays somewhat of a factor in our equipment financing program. And as well as the time in business that you've been in business. How long have you been in business? How long has A Cut Above Tree Service been in business?
It's 10 or 11 years this year.
11 years, wow, that's a long time. So definitely have, I guess you could say, a built-up reputation within the community, I would say, right?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, this boom truck, it was a lease-to-own program, and as soon as I give him the balloon payment, it'll be paid off. That was a $25,000 loan, and he had told me once I paid it off, you know, I could pretty much get a loan for whatever I wanted. So if that would help, too, I could make that balloon payment.
Okay, let's see here. So how much is that balloon payment? Is it 25 or was the boom truck?
It's $2,000.
$2,000. Okay,
it's $5,000 what I bought the truck for, but it, you know.
When is that balloon payment coming in? How about I just shoot you over? Like, when do you expect
it? I just found out about it. I can pay it whenever, or I can make monthly payments of $350 until it's paid off, I guess.
Okay. Let me ask a few questions about the business itself. What were your guys' gross annual sales like, your top-line revenue for 2015?
We gross about $250,000 every year. But profit margins, I mean, I work out for it's like 20 or 30 grand profit, you know what I mean, just for tax reasons.
Okay, yeah, so bottom line was about 20 or 30K?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year was 30 or 40, and then, yeah, I believe it was 30 or 40 last year.
What are you on track for this year? Are you looking like it's going to be up, down, flat?
Well, I only did that because of my credit. I figured I didn't have any credit, so why show a profit? Huge, you know, because we do so much cash, I'm able to adjust it. So this year, yeah, I mean, if it helps me, I can do $100,000, you know, if I wanted to.
For
I do my own gold on TurboTax.
I mean, I, I mean, your top line revenue, was it the same as last year? Or are you like pushing to be a little bit better? Not bottom line, your top line.
Yeah, I mean, my gross will be about the same. It'll be about $250,000, and then
okay.
My profit, like I said, it'll be between 30 and 100, depending on what I do with it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So it's yeah. That's good accounting on your part. Not many of people really understand that without tax knowledge. So that's a smart play because you can kind of gauge whether or not you want to pay a little more in taxes, or if you're looking like what happens is, I mean, bringing on equipment too can help because it reduces your taxable income. If you use Section 179, I don't know if you've ever talked to your CPA about that. And see if that helps the business, because that can also reduce the taxable income because you can write it off. It's just another option to help the business too and help yourself so you're not paying an absurd amount for taxes. But yeah, okay. And then this chipper right now that you have, is this, you know, going through a vendor, or are you looking at somebody who has a private party interest, or where are you trying to buy it from? It's a vendor? Okay.
It's a vendor. I do not know the name of this company. You just got to pull that out later.
Okay. And how long have you been looking at financing? Like, or have you looked in financing? Excuse me, I already asked you. Like, have you gone anywhere else? Or am I kind of one of the first people you've contacted? Or I've contacted you?
I get these letters all the time. But like I said, I tried once about a year ago and never... there was no hope, you know.
Okay. All right, Brian, here's what I want to do. I want to at least see if there's something that we can do for you, but there's no promises on my end. I want to at least get you through our application process and see if we can get you an approval. What's the email address that you have on file where I can shoot you over some of the required documents I need from you? We have a one-page credit app. It's just basic information about the business, and then we require 6 months of business bank statements, as well as last year's tax return, and then the quote for the piece of equipment. That's why I asked for it. So generally, we just want to see the health of the business, and our credit department, our underwriting department, will kind of analyze that and see whether or not we'd like to move forward. Do you happen to have all those documents on hand?
I do not, right with me. No, I'm on the road, but I do have them, yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. What's the best email address I can shoot you over, like the required application package that I'll need from you?
It's a cut above, but it's a K. It's a cut as well as a K. So AKUTABOVE.
Mm-hmm.
The number 83 at AOL.
83@AOL.com. Okay, so it's A and then K. UTABOVE83@AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot you over that application package. It's going to have like a rundown of everything that I'll need from you right there in bold letters. And once you get that information back to me, I can actually get you an answer within 24 hours. So it's kind of a quick turnaround rate. So at least you know if we can help you get this chipper. And if not, you know, we can shake hands and move forward and see what else there might be down the road. But it doesn't hurt to try and see what we can get you approved for, because we have multiple different programs and we have multiple different resources that we can possibly get you on. So once I send that over to you, do you think you can have that back to me by the end of the day today? Or is there like a time frame that you'd like get that stuff?
It'd be the end of the day today or the first thing in the morning tomorrow, depending
okay.
on.
Okay. I'll follow up with you tomorrow afternoon in case I don't get everything from you, just to see if you have any questions on it. The email will also have all my contact information too. So if you have questions on the application, questions about the other things I might require, give me a call or email me. I'm always, you know, available to talk.
Perfect.
Okay. So that's the plan. And when you get that to me, I'll get all that stuff together on my end and package it together. And you might be getting when you get that to me, usually we have kind of a process here on our end too. And I'd like to see what we can do for you here, Brian, and see if the equipment financing is going to be the call, because we can also go maybe a few other routes just in case it doesn't work too. So let's see what we can do for you, and let's see if this can work out, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Of course. Look out for that email. Send in the next couple minutes here, and when you got the time, fill everything out. Get it back to me.
Will do.
All right, Brian. You take care. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, man.
All right. Bye.